างหิมายาพวกคาดุงกานาที่ปัตตาอัสสังคมุตสะปักสิมบานาลันโมยไดกุงโกอิโมอังหิมายาพวกคาดุงกานาที่ปัตตาอัสสังคมุตสะปักสิมบาNgalan mo itay kunko Kamhanan ka Milagroso ka na Diyos Walay sama ka ni mo Walay sama ka ni mo Kamhanan ka Milagroso ka na Diyos Walay sama ka ni mo Walay samaPapuri at karangalan Itataas ang kamay sa pagsamba Ngalan mo'y dadakilain Sa'yo ang papuri at karangalan Itataas ang kamay sa pagsamba Ngalan mo'y dadakilainKila ka, makapangyarihan ka Kataas-taas ang Diyos Walang papantay sa'yo Dakila ka, makapangyarihan ka Kataas-taas ang Diyos Walang papantay sa'yoGlory and the honor We lift our hands to worship you And to magnify your name For you are great You do miracles so great There is no one else like you There is no one else like you
Nestor comes. Keep your eyes upon him now.
Oh, keep your eyes upon Jesus.
We'll grow strange
Let's bow our head for a prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this wonderful night that you have given us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are blessed because we are here, Lord God. We can worship you. We can praise you. Lord, and I pray, Lord God, that you give us a humble heart, Lord God. Give us an open our eyes and ears of understanding. And Lord, bless your people and bless thy word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Before we seated, let's open our Bible in the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 1 to 4. Then Hosea, chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Isaiah 62, verse 1 to 4. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not. I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. Excuse me. I can see with my eyeglass on. In all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Hosea chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Isi, and shalt call me no more Bali. May the Lord add the blessing from the reading of his word. You all may be seated. I just thank the Lord for giving me this privilege to be here. It's hard to start because I feel nervous, but praise God. Amen. Praise God. See, I'm looking at the clock, at the watch, you know. Where's Brother Jim? Amen. Praise God. So tonight I just want to speak about the subject of, I give it the title of Beulah Land, but I want to go to the subject of the relationship that God wants to give us, and also the privilege of the bride. Praise God. So please bear with me with my English. Sometimes I'm running out of English. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, so I never dreamed, like I told you before, that I never dreamed to be a minister. And if the Lord will just let me choose what I want to be, I will never choose to become a minister. See, because it's hard, you know, the responsibility on the shoulders of a minister. See, it's easy to preach, okay? It's easy to give a sermon. You know, preaching is sometimes there are good preaching, there are bad preaching. Praise God. See, but the responsibility that goes with it, that is the, you know, that's hard. See, that's why I always tell to the people that you, like the prophet said, respect your pastor, be with him. Praise God, help him, because he's also human like you. Praise God. See? You know, it's hard because if you give a wrong advice to anybody, you can destroy their life. See? So it's not just like just keep on preaching and, you know, giving sermon. But, you know, see, the ministers, they have a part in your life, whether you like it or not. See? They can influence your life. They can make it or break it. And I don't like that responsibility. I want just, you know, I want to have responsibility on my own. I don't like any responsibility with you. Praise God. But God, you know, make it allow it this way, and He chose us before the foundation of the world, and He assigned us, each and every one of us, a position. Praise God. See, and as a minister, I always just say to the people that I just want to be a blessing. See, that's why when the Lord called me, I'm a businessman. You know, I'm an engineer and a businessman. That's why when the Lord called me, my relatives can understand me. Even my mother cannot understand me. See, even my uncle said, you know, every time she visited us and she talked to my wife, she said, "Your husband, he's crazy, you know. He can earn a lot of money, but he just, you know, choose this kind of job." See, he call it priest, you know. Philippines is a Catholic country. See, even my classmates, even my friend, when I go full-time in the ministry, you know, they love me. So, you know, when they learn that I'm not working anymore, so they give me a call. See, he said, "Brother Nestor, you know, we have a job here in a factory. They need a supervisor." See, because that is the lowest job that they can offer to me, a supervisor, you know. See, I said, "I'm not asking for a job. I'm not looking for a job." See, but this... Then he said, "But you have family, you have wife, you have children. How are you going to feed them or taking care of them?" See, I said, "They are all right. They are still alive." See, then even when we have, I forgot how many years, I think 2004, we have our class reunion, you know. So some of my classmates, they are they own a lot of building in the Philippines. When you go in one business district, he will point you, "This is my building, this is my building, that is my building." See? Not a house, it's a building, you know. See? So when we have this reunion, they know that I become a pastor. So they said, they are very proud, you know. They said, "In our batch, we have one pastor." So they keep on inviting me to come. Praise God. See, and they said, you must join the reunion. See, "Can you join the reunion?" I said, "Yeah, okay, why not?" See, then, you know, so... we have our reunion, and then they raise some fund. See, I'm half Chinese, you know, so they, you know, they pour in some money, you know, the alumni foundation, and when they have the money, they said, "Okay, we'll help our classmates, you know, those are less fortunate, help their children to go to school." So the number one list is me. On the list is me. But I said, all my children are in a government school. See? So the more they worried, you know. See? Praise God. See, no, you need to take the money. But I said, you see, the rules is stated there that the money will be used for tuition fee. And it's free. See? I don't need that. But they insist, okay. What they did, they changed the rule. See? They changed the rule, you know? Okay, now this fund, this money, you can use it to buy clothes and you know, for the school dress and school needs, you know, not notebooks, bag, and anything. They said, just take it. See? And, you know, see? So my friend, my relatives, my classmates, they think that, you know, before that I lost my mind. See? But when the time goes on, when they look at me, you know, when we have our reunion, some of them have gray hair and wrinkles. When they look at me, he said, "How many how many children do you have? I said, 8. How do you survive? And then when they look at me, how come that you look so young? See? They cannot believe it. They said, do you have any problem? I said, of course. You know, the pastor is the most lonely person on the earth. See? I have my own problem. I have a problem with my wife. I have a problem with my children. Then the people, all my people will come to me, will tell all the problem. See? And sometimes the problem, I cannot even share it to my wife. See? Then I have the problem in the church. That's why I always say the most lonely people, person in the world is the pastor. You just don't know it. When you look at Brother Nestor, he's always smiling. See? So they ask me, you know, about problem. I have many problem. And they cannot believe it. See, when they look at me, see, then even, you know, when they ask about my wife, they cannot believe it. They said, you are blessed. Before, they thought we are forsaken. But now, they said, Hephzibah. The Lord delighted in thee. See? They cannot believe it. Remember before our neighbor, our friend, they thought that we lost our mind when we accept this message. But then when the times goes on, they can see the difference of our marriage compared to their marriage, our family compared to their family. They cannot believe. See, that there is still such kind of family where the husband loves his wife and the wife respects the husband and the children respect the parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's why God said, you know, God said, I will not rest. I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called in a new name. See, God said, I will not rest until they saw the salvation that you received. That's why they're asking me, do you have any problem? I said, yes. But how come that you look so happy? See, who is it that do not have any problem? All of us have problem. But because of the salvation that we receive, we don't care. See? Hallelujah. Because one day, all of these things, we will just leave all these things. Today, we don't have houses, we don't have cars, we don't have this money, or I don't care. That's why if I have car, I become more happy. See? Not like those people, they already have 12 cars and still they are not yet happy. See? Why? Praise God. That's why when they look at us, we are so simple and yet we are so happy. See? Because of the salvation that we receive. See? We are not afraid. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why I said, I will not rest. I will not rest. See, before people think that we lose our mind. Praise God. Following Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, all the thing that, you know, Brother Rocky is he's a double agent. See? He's not just an agent. He's with the Navy. He's working in the intelligence unit. And he's a double agent. It's different, you know. He's a spy of the spy. Praise God. That's why when he accepted this message, his gospel, people thought that he is still in something like a mission. Nobody can believe him. And even his father-in-law, you know, every time he saw his daughter, he always making this sign. You know, when you're working in the intelligence, you know, the money there, they do not count. You just pick the money at the office and you will go. They do not edit. No audit. See? But Brother Rocky left it all. So that's why people think that he's crazy. See? They thought the Lord forsaken him. But now they said, Hephzibah. Imagine, both of us has no money, but we are in the United States. That's why nobody believed that I don't that Brother Nestor and Brother Rocky is not a rich man. Imagine, they are in the United States and with my wife. See? Hallelujah. That's why God said, I will not rest. Then he said, praise God, thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of God. See, when you said, praise God, God now is trying to glorify us. See, you know, God did not put us on the top of his head and he will go around and say, look. No, he said, in his hand as a crown of glory. See, he's trying to show us to the people who we are. Praise God. Hallelujah. See? And then, he said, in Hosea, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. He is not only glorifying us, but he also wants to talk sweet things to us. He said, I will allure her. See? Praise God. That's why today, God is trying to tell to the bride. He is trying to tell something to the bride. Hallelujah. See? Look, let's open our Bible in Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 to 11. Okay? And then it says here, There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit of great high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Praise God. See, now, here, praise God, I thought, no? Now, God is wanting to talk good things, sweet things to the bride. See, he wants to tell her something. Praise God. And he said, I will allure, I will persuade him, persuade her. See, now here in Revelation, we know that the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. See? Praise God. Here, in 21 verse 9, and there came unto me the seven angels which had the seven vials. The seven angels which had the seven vials full of the last plague, seven last plagues, and talked to me, saying, come up hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, look. See, we know that John types the bride. Okay? See? Hallelujah. Now, here's John, and here's the seven angels. And the seven angels is telling to John, come up hither, you must come up. You must come higher. See? And then I will show you the bride. Then he said, the Lamb's wife. Then in verse 10 he said, he carried me away in the spirit into great and high mountain. And show me the great city. See, now the angel is trying to tell to John, I will show you the wife. I will show you the bride. But before he can see that, he must be placed on the great and high mountain. See, that's why the message is trying to lift our faith. Praise God. Because if our faith will not rise up, we will not be able to see these things. Praise God. Then when he was in the highest, high mountain, great and high mountain, he saw the wife. It says, in the form of the great city, in the form of the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. The bride, she has no glory. The glory that she has in verse 11, having the glory of God. See, we don't have our own righteousness. We don't have our own glory. Praise God. See? Hallelujah. We have the glory of God. See? Then it says, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. See, so when John saw the city coming down from heaven, praise God, he says, it clear as crystal. You know, the color is even like a jasper stone. Praise God. And then in verse 18, it says, the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. See? And then it says, when John saw the city, you know, the wall, the building of the wall was a jasper. Okay? But the city itself is a pure gold, but clear, like unto clear glass. Then he saw the gates, and verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. See? So, the wall itself is like crystal, made of jasper stone. Then the city is a pure gold, clear as, like unto a clear glass. And the street inside the city is as it were transparent glass. If you will notice, everything there is crystal. When you said like this glass of water is crystal. See, when there is something, a foreign substance here, you can easily see it. Right? If there is a dirt or there is an insect, you can say, oh, this is dirty. Now, that New Jerusalem types the bride, okay? The Bible said, she is clear as crystal. It means that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, how can you condemn her if God cleansed her? See, so be careful. Praise God. In the eyes of God, the bride is clear as crystal. See, in the eyes of God, I'm cleansed. In the eyes of God, you are cleansed. You are already clean. Praise God. See? Not in our eyes, okay? In our eyes, we can see all our weaknesses. Praise God. But in the eyes of God, hallelujah. See? Sin problem is over. See, that's why the denomination, sometimes they are questioning about mystery clouds and then the Hoffman Christ head. I said, the Bible said, you know, no one can see God and live. Yeah, because of the sin. But if the sin problem is over, praise God. Hallelujah. See? That's why God is trying, no? God is trying to talk sweet things to her. See? Don't try to condemn yourself. You know, hallelujah. That is what the devil wants you to do, to condemn yourself. See? I cannot make myself perfect, but I have a perfect sacrifice. That's what makes you and me perfect. Or else a sacrifice is not perfect. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, see, God show us different kind of relationship. Okay? See, in the beginning, we saw the relationship of the Creator and the creation. Every time the Creator speaks, praise God. Everything, you know, everything come from nothing to something. Come from the unseen, you know, praise God. When God speaks, He said, let be there water. You know, the two atoms, the two hydrogen and one oxygen, they're running, you know, trying to catch each other. See? Can you see the hydrogen? No. Can you see the oxygen? No. See, that's why everything that we see come from the unseen. See? So this true hydrogen is trying to catch one oxygen. When the two hydrogen catch the oxygen, suddenly something happened. Something tangible. See? And it's water. Praise God. And then, you know, hallelujah. I was also surprised when the prophet, you know, we know that the prophet, he's a seventh grade student. And before I'm a civil engineer, before that I want to take up chemical engineer. See? But I fell in chemistry, okay? That's why I went to civil. That's why, you know, when he said about those elements, he said when you add one atom or one something like proton or electron, he said sometimes the color will change. See, maybe the pink will become blue and blue will become when you keep on adding atoms. I said, how come that this ordinary man, you know, a seventh grade student, knew those things? See? Unless you know something about chemistry, you will not understand what he's trying to say. You don't know it, but he knows what he's talking. See? Because the prophet saw the creation, how those atoms combine. See? That's why when I was in China, there is one scientist, you know, he is going to the Philippines to have his thesis about the hypersynthesis, about the rice, you know. See? When he talked to me, the brother introduced me to him. He said, this is Brother Nestor, he's a pastor, he lives in the Philippines, he's going to the Philippines to, you know, to make all his study. I talked to him, he said, you know what have you done? The scientist said, yes. See, you're destroying the people. But what can we do? We need to feed the people. See? So we talk about the gene. You know, that's one good thing, brother. That's why the scientists thought I'm also a scientist, you know. I don't know. See, they can see the cell, but they cannot see the life in the seed. But we can see the life in the seed. That's why we can tell him what is happening. See? All the Satan's Eden, McDonald's. That's why what's happened to the to our children now, to our daughter. They are still young in elementary, but their body is already matured, but their mind is still a child. See, that's why immorality is rampant. See, because of those things, those elements, those hormones, when you keep eating that hormones, see, they are still a child. But the body is already mature and it's craving. Amen. And the mind cannot protect it. Yes. See? That's what they have done. Praise God. But he said, what can we do? See? They kill the soil. They know it. If you kill the soil becomes sick, the plant becomes sick, we are sick, you know. See? Imagine, you know, 1 hectare or 2.5 acres of land can only produce to us, you know, 70 to 80 kabas. Everything is in biblical number. That's why when you take the medicine, you need the antibiotics. The doctor said, okay, take this 7 days or 3 days, 7 days. See? Why? Because if the bacteria die, you know, if it got egg inside its body, it will rot in 3 days. But if there is an egg inside the body, that egg will hatch, then it will live again. So you need to take it 7 days. See? They don't know why they are doing it, but everything is in the Bible. Hallelujah. See? That's why he said, God, hallelujah. See, that's why God is telling all these things to us. All this secret, all this mystery, even in our life. Hallelujah. That's why I tell in the young people, you know, the prophet said, every 7 years something is happening. You know, every seven there is something happening in our body. After 7 days, something is happening to your body. The circumcision is start. Then, you know, the first seven, the third seven is very dangerous. And the last seven is also very dangerous. The third seven where, you know, first seven, hallelujah, the child want to play. Praise God. At second seven, 7 to 14, the child want to go to school. But the third seven is very dangerous because that is the teenager. Praise God. Something happened to the body. Then at the last seven, again, something is happening to our body. At the age of 40 and 50, this is the age where you can see so many marriage and divorce. The science call it middle age crisis. That's what the doctor terms it. See, but the prophet said, you know, when you look at the message, the prophet said, that is a change of life. You brother and you sister, you help one another. See, here in this age, at the age of 40 to 50, the brother become handsome. See? Starting to groom. But the sister, you know, their face become wrinkles appear, you know, skin dry. That's why the prophet said, you must help one another. That is a change of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. See? So God is trying to tell us those things, you know, informing us. See? Praise God. Hallelujah. See? So, we saw that different kind of relationship, the creator and the creation. Then we saw that the relationship of God. See? We know that in the beginning, Elohim is not yet God until something to worship Him. Because God, the meaning of God is an object of divine worship. That's why God created the angel. The angel is to worship God. See? But God wants something more than worship. God wants fellowship. If God only wants worship, the angel worship Him, everything is worshiping Him, what do He need for a son? See? So you parents, okay, father, do you want your son to worship you? No. Do you want your children to worship you? What do you want with your children? Fellowship. See? That's why God created the son, to have fellowship, not worship. Praise God. He wants more than worship. That's why the purpose of the whole purpose of redemption is fellowship. That's why if you don't like fellowship, I cannot understand it. See? Brother Chad, he went to the Philippines, you know. So every time we finish our fellowship, nobody wants to go home. See? Our children, praise God, it's still Saturday. They are already asking their parents to take them to the church. They said, Mom, it's, are we going to the church now? She said, no, it's still tomorrow. See? So when they come to the church, that's why they want to come to the church, okay? See? Because we want fellowship. Why do you want to come here? Or else we'll just go home and, you know, everything now is online. You can just sit at home and you know, tuk, tuk, tuk. It's more than that. It's not, it's more than listening the word of God. We want fellowship. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we are here. Every time there is fellowship, I'm very excited. Hallelujah. Praise God. See? So that is the relationship of father and son. Okay? Now, we know that, I will just drop a little things, okay? You cannot inherit all things in the relationship of father and son. See? Because we need the blood. You know, Adam owns the earth. You know why? Because his blood comes from the earth. See? That's why his name is Adam. That's why he owns the earth. But after that, the blood, we know what happened to our blood. Okay? See? So there's no way for us to get our inheritance in that kind of relationship. See? That's why when that relationship was broken, Satan is rejoicing. He said, it's finished. They cannot take back the earth from me. No way. They cannot. But there is one kind of relationship, and the Bible said, this is a great mystery that even Satan cannot understand it, even though you don't have the blood. See? Even though you don't have the blood of the owner, there is a way for you to inherit what he has. See? That's why he said, this is the relationship of husband and wife. Okay? Now, this relationship was first given to Israel. We know it. It was first given to Israel. Okay? That's why the Bible is very clear. It says here, hallelujah. It says, and it shall be at that day, said the Lord, that thou shalt call me Isi and shalt call me no more Baali. Praise God. See? Baali means Lord. Isi means husband. Praise God. See, this is the relationship now God wants to give to his people. You know, look, if the son, okay, let's say, Brother Jim, okay, where's Brother Jim? And Sister Julie. See, let's say Sister Julie is working in a restaurant and she washes the dishes. And let's say that restaurant, you know, the business is very good. So she keep on washing the dishes. See? But then she got tired. When she got tired, maybe one of the plates slipped in his hand, in her hand. Then it fell on the floor. And the floor, maybe it's tiles. And then the plate broke. Then clang! So everybody heard it. The boss also heard it. So the boss will come. He said, what happened, Mrs. Julie Crook? Said, the plate broke. You broke the plate, you pay. Right? You broke the plate, you pay. See? So, okay. So you go back home. She go back home. Tired. You know? So she rested. She sit there and rest. Now here come Brother Jim, coming from work also. When he opened the door, said, sweetheart, I'm hungry. So again, she fixed the dishes, cooked the food, fixed the table, feed the husband. Then after that, again, praise God, let's say you don't use the automatic dishwasher. So she take the plate again, go and wash it because she's so tired. Again, the plate slipped in her hand and fell to on the floor and it break. Clang! And here's Brother Jim reading the message, you know, sitting in the relaxing and reading. See? So he heard it. So he jumped up and ran to the kitchen. He said, what he will say? Mrs. Julie Crook? What happened? Did you break it? You pay. Will he say that? No. What will he say? So he might run there and, you know, he will be very concerned. Maybe he will hold his shoulder and said, what happened, honey? See? I broke the plate. He said, okay, don't worry. Okay, come. See? When the relationship changes, it's the same act, right? The same plate, the same act, the same person, but the relationship changes. See? What will he say? He will not say to Sister Julie, you better pay it. No, he will carry her to the couch. He said, okay. Then Sister Julie, you know, maybe she will say, no, I will clean the floor. No. Come. Don't do it. Sit here, rest, and I will do it. See? If the relationship changes. See, that's why God is, you know, that's why God said, in that day, said the Lord, thou shalt call me easy, shall call me no more Bali. God is trying to give us another kind of relationship. See? Not Lord and servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why the prophet said here, he said, now if we notice then, their journey in the wilderness is where they got their greatest mistake that Israel ever made until Calvary was when in the Exodus 19, they accepted law instead of grace. They had grace. They had a prophet. They had a sacrificial lamb. They had redemption. They had been brought through the Red Sea. They had been healed of their diseases. They had water from the smitten rock. They had manna out of heaven. Everything they had need of had been supplied, and still they wanted something else. That's why the prophet said that is where their mistake is. They change. They accept law instead of grace. They change the relationship. Praise God. See? Hallelujah. This is in Exodus 19 verse 3, it says here, and Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye shall see what I did unto the Egyptian, and how I bare you on eagle's wing, and brought you unto myself. See? Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words of the law which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. See, it was first offered to them, that kind of relationship, husband and wife. Praise God. That's why, you know, look, when they were in the Red Sea, remember that? God sent so many plagues to Egypt until the Pharaoh agreed to release them. Then they went in front of the Red Sea, and they complained. He said, Moses, did you bring us here to die? They complained, right? Amen. What did God do? Did God kill them? No. He said to Moses, why cry? Speak. Don't worry. Speak. Why? Because of the relationship. So they crossed the Red Sea. After crossing, after they saw that great miracle, imagine the Bible said they walk on the dry land. Then after crossing the dry land, you know, the Red Sea, and they got thirsty, they complained. If you are the God, what will you going to do? Are you going to kill them? See? Imagine, I just opened the Red Sea. Is there anything hard for me for you to complain, to murmur? But did God kill them? No. Why? Because of the relationship. See? Look. You see the father and son relationship, right? See? Let's say, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a daughter, so you will ask them to cook, right? See? So maybe the daughter, you know, she's not an expert cook. Maybe, how do you say that? He overcooked the food. And then he will serve it to you. What you will do? You will, you know, you will angry. You will get angry. You will tell to your daughter, how come you don't know how to cook right? But when the wife cook, then he will serve it to you. When you taste it, then the wife will ask you, how she tastes? It's very great. Because of the relationship. If your son make a mistake, what are you going to do? See? You will chastise him, right? If your wife make a mistake, what are you going to do? Are you going to... The more him she make a mistake, you will say, it's all right, sweetheart. It's okay. You're good. But when the son make a mistake, just a little mistake, you see, because of the relationship, okay? See, God is not offering us a father and son relationship. God is not offering us a Lord and servant relationship. God now is trying to offer us the husband and wife relationship. Hallelujah. See? And that relationship was offered first to Israelites. But then the prophet said they rejected it. They accept law. See? So when they accepted the law, after now, when they accepted the law, the relationship was changed from husband and wife to Lord and servant. See? After they accepted the law, every time they make mistake, God killed them. You break the plate, every time they break the plate, they pay. See? Praise God. Hallelujah. See now, we're now going to the, okay. Sorry. Just give me 10 more minutes. We're going to the privilege of the bride. See, this is what I want you to see, you know. Sometimes we thought that God just called us. We don't know our privilege. See? Now, in Isaiah 41 verse 8, it said, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. In the scripture, James 2 verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See, now, the Bible said Israel is God's servant. And Abraham, the Bible always called Abraham as a friend. Praise God. See? Hallelujah. So when Israel changed that relationship from husband and wife, every time they break the law, they pay. Praise God. That is the relationship of Lord and servant. Praise God. But then Abraham, the Bible call him a God's friend. We know what happened to Abraham. Remember when there is a famine in the land? So he took Sarah with him
and they travel and go to the kingdom of Abimelech. And while traveling one day, when Abraham woke up, when he wake up and he go to the mirror, you know, he saw somebody in the mirror. He said, "Who is that handsome? Dark hair and, you know." Then he moved like this. The boy and the man in the mirror also moved like this. I said, "That's me." See? He become young again. Then when he look at Sarah, he said, "Sarah, wake up." She become a beautiful woman. He said, "Sarah, you're beautiful. You're so beautiful. If Abimelech saw you, definitely he will take you as his wife. Don't tell him, Sarah, that I am your grandfather." No. He said, "Don't tell him that I am your husband. That's just tell him I am your brother." See? Imagine the prophet telling his wife to tell a lie. Praise God. And Sarah, you know, he loves Abraham and he follows his husband. He said, "Okay." So they went to the kingdom of Abimelech. When Abimelech saw Sarah, he said, "What a beautiful woman. Imagine." That's why this mystery is brought, you know, God opened it to us through the prophet, what really happened with Sarah and Abraham. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Abimelech, you know, asked Sarah, "Who is that man with you?" "That's my brother." And we know she's telling a lie. It's only half-truth. Hallelujah. See? So Abimelech take her to be his wife. But one night, while he's sleeping, he has a dream. You know? God speaks to him. He said, "Abimelech, you're a dead man now." So Abimelech, you know, he was so afraid. Imagine God talked to him in that way. Then Abimelech asked God, "Lord, God, what is my fault? What did I do? He said, "Because you took the wife of my prophet." When Abimelech heard that, so Abimelech smiled. He said, "Okay, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. It is not my fault. It is your prophet's fault. He tell a lie." Then God said, "That's why I'm telling it to you. Give her back and let him pray over you." Then, you know, Abimelech said, "Lord, maybe you did not understand what I'm saying, okay? I'm going to repeat it again, Lord. It is not my fault. It is your prophet's fault. He is the one that make wrong, not me." Then God said to Abimelech, "That's why I'm telling it to you. Give her back. Let him pray over you. And you bless him. Or else you will be wiped out on the face of the earth." See? Imagine, Abraham is only God's friend. You see his privilege? He is only a friend. How much more if you are the bride? Praise God. See? That's why the Bible is very clear. It says we have an advocate. See, when you said advocate, it means it will always side with you. Whether you are wrong or right. See? You know, it is like you have a best friend, your friend, so he killed somebody and you saw it, he killed it. Then the people saw that your friend killed somebody and they ran after him and they ran and your friend ran in your house, knock at your door and you open the door and let him in and then you close the door and the people will come to your place and they will knock at your door. He said, give him to us, give him to us. Then you are his advocate. He said, who? Your friend, the man that killed that man. We saw the murderer, we saw he enter your door. What murderer? I never see it. I do not know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. See? Satan is always accusing us. You know? Like I told you, sometimes I say 10 more minutes, and there's more than 10 minutes already. Satan said to the Lord, you see that? Your servant right behind the pulpit, he said 10 minutes, and now it's more than 10 minutes. Then Jesus said, where? I cannot see it. There, you cannot see him. No, I cannot. We have an advocate, not only a mediator. See, people wants to look at him as a mediator. More than that, brother and sister, he is an advocate. He cannot see your mistake, your wrong. He only, you know? Hallelujah. See? I'm 2 minutes over time. Praise God. Hallelujah. See? That is the privilege of the bride, brother and sister. Hallelujah. Imagine just the friend of Jesus get that all kind of privilege. See, Abraham is a friend of Jesus. He got that privilege. We the bride, hallelujah, we have more than that privilege. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Can we all stand up? Can we call on the musician? Hallelujah. Can we sing that? I know I am the bride that is returning for. Thank you, Jesus. See, look, this is the relationship that God wants to give to his children, husband and wife. That's why, remember when Brother Beckett was here, he said, your wife is your revelation. See, how God revealed to you the relationship of the bride and the bridegroom, that is the way you will treat your bride. Okay? Praise God. See? No man in his right mind, remember this, no man in his right mind that will say, my wife is lazy, my wife is ugly. See? No man in his right mind will tell that, will say that. See? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is our advocate. We are his bride. Hallelujah. He will always tell to the people. He will always tell it to the devil. She is the most beautiful. He will not say, oh, that's my bride. Yeah, she's lazy. She's ugly. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you will treat your bride, your wife, according to the revelation you have with bridegroom and the bride. Praise God. See, I want to thank Brother Jim and his sister Julie. They are very kind. And Brother Chad, and Brother Jeff. Praise God. And my good friend, Brother Lonnie. Hallelujah. See? And Brother Chad, Brother Jim, I'm sorry to tell you, praise God, but the most beautiful woman is my wife. Whether you like it or not. Praise God. I'm proud of her. Praise God. See, that's why I tell to the Lord, Lord, if I found favor in your eyes, I want you to do one thing for me. If you just do it to my wife. When she applied for the visa, praise God, I said, there is one question there about your occupation. I want to put, you know, I said, backyard business, but I'm afraid if the consul will ask her about financial, she doesn't know anything about financial, you know. I said, okay, we'll just put plain housewife. When they ask you, just tell them, who's going to take care of you? Just tell them, my husband. See? So when they ask her, who's going to take care of you? Who's going, you know? He said, my husband. Where is your husband? He's out there. See? Praise God. After that, they told her, why are you not, you know, why only now that you're going with him? He said, I cannot go, sir, because I have many children. How many children? 8. Oh, yeah. See? Okay, he said, give me the passport. Wait 1 week. But in 3 days, the passport come, and they gave her 10 years visa. Hallelujah. It was, you know, as a Filipino, as in the third world country, it's really a miracle. Praise God. It's not easy to get an American visa. Praise God. See? That's why I thank to all your prayer. Hallelujah. See? I really thank the Lord, you know. Every time I go out of the country, I've been to many places. I've been to the state. And all these good things, you know, I'm enjoying in the United States. I said, Lord, if I die and my wife I never make any effort to take my wife to the United States, I will be the loneliest soul in heaven. See? Then I said, if my wife die, I will be the most lonely person on the earth. That's why I said, Lord, please, I will do my part. I will make all my effort to have her come with me this time. Praise God. And Lord granted the desire of my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you know, that is what Jesus, that's what in the heart of Jesus also. Praise God. Hallelujah. She wants us to be with him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we sing that song? I know I am the bride that is returning for, dressed in garments white and wrinkle free. I have no earthly love, but I am longing to. You're the one who means everything to me. I know I am the bride. I know I am the bride that you're returning for, dressed in garments white and wrinkled. I have nowhere to lie, but I am holding. You're the one who means everything to me, and I will see. I will worship you. I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. I will give anything. I will give everything to you alone. I will sing and I will sing. I will worship you. I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. I will give anything, I will give anything, you alone.
Amen. Sing it again. Yes, I will sing. I'll bow myself down humbly at your throne, and I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. Just raise your hands and sing it to him now. Yes, I and I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. Next verse. You are the faithful God who keeps your covenant. There is not one thing you haven't done. And someday when I see you standing face to face, my praise for you will only have begun. Yes, I will see, and I will worship you humbly at your throne. I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. That first verse now, amen. I long to be the bride that you're returning for, dressed in garments white and wrinkle-free. I have no earthly love that I am everything to me. Oh, I will see, I will worship you, I will bow myself down humbly at your throne, and I will give anything, I will give everything to you alone. Sing it again now. Down humbly at your throne, and I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. Without any music now, yes, I will sing, and I will worship you, and I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. And I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. One more time. Yes, I will see, and I will worship you, and I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. And I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. Everybody now together. Yes, I will sing, and I will worship you, and I will bow myself down humbly at your throne, and I will give anything, and I will give everything to you alone. I want you to bow your heads and say, just play that together. How is your relationship? It shouldn't be law. It shouldn't be servant and master. It shouldn't be servant and Lord. Your relationship should be husband and wife. If you break a jar, you break a plate, he's going to ask you how you're doing. He's not going to worry about the plate. He's not going to worry about the fact that you've made a mistake. He's your husband. Not Bali, but Issy. You're not a servant. You're not a slave to the law. He died to provide complete peace, freedom, joy in his home. He's placed upon you. You are in his hand that crown of glory. You are the apple of his eye. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. How's your relationship? I would ask God, Lord, I want that relationship of husband and wife. I don't want to be servant. I don't want to be on the outside looking in. I want to have walked that aisle. I want to have met you at the altar. And I want to have said, I do. I do. Give him
back his wife, for he's my prophet. And he had such status with God as a friend that his entire kingdom would have been destroyed just as a friend. Just as a friend. What would you do for a friend? What would you do for your wife? I would reach over and touch that ring on your finger and say, I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. He's placed upon my finger the wedding ring of grace, unmerited favor. I can't do a thing to deserve it. I couldn't do a thing at my birth. I couldn't do a thing as a teenager. I couldn't do a thing when I gave my life to him to deserve that ring. There's nothing in the future that I can do to deserve that ring. But he placed it on my finger nonetheless. So I wear the ring of unmerited favor. Unmerited. I didn't deserve it. If there's anything between you and God, right now, just say, God, take that out of my life. If it's pain, Lord, heal the pain. If it's bitterness, Lord, heal the bitterness. If it's wanting something that is not good for you, that's sin. Say, Lord, take that out of my life. It's not good for me. I don't want it. I want only your will. Tonight's message was a message of acceptance, a message of love, a message where that Christ's arms were wide open. And when a minister ministers the word, I don't just see a minister. I believe that every time, whatever the tone or the flavor or the nature of the sermon is, I believe it's God speaking. So tonight, his arms are wide open. I would embrace him. I would not take it casually. I would not say I'm not worthy. You are worthy. He's made you worthy. I would not discount this moment. I would seize the moment. I would not walk away in doubt or unbelief. I would say, God, I give you all of myself. I give you all of myself. I don't know where it'll take me, where it'll lead me. But Lord, take me, because I accept you with all my heart. Forgive me for being so selfish, so self-centered. Lord, accept me, because I have on my finger a ring that said I'm betrothed to you, and that you can never divorce me. You can never separate. There's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Not tribulation, not persecution. There's nothing, not heights or depths, powers, principalities, angels. Nothing can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. So ask him right now to forgive you for your sins. If you've been unfaithful to your vows to him, he'll take you back. You may fire the man at work for the mistakes he makes, but he's not going to. He's going to take you back. If you've been unfaithful, he'll take you back. Ask him. Ask him. He'll take you back. By faith, reach out, no matter how weak you may be. Say, God, help me. I want to come back 100%. I cannot continue to live insecurely in no man's land, on the fence, teetering from one side or the other. Please, God, by faith, help me to accept you. And I know that you'll fill in all the pieces. For you promised if I would seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, everything else would be added unto me. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Nestor, for his wife, for the miracle of his wife to be able to come and be with us. God, thank you for the bride at large. Thank you for the bride right here present. For those that are listening on the internet, I pray, God, that their lives will also be transformed by the word of God. We thank you so much for your presence tonight, for the opportunity to know that we are secure. To think that that city is transparent. And when we look into that transparent city of crystal, transparent streets of gold, there's no impediment. There's no blemish. It's the bride adorned for her husband. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
has risen from the dead, and he is my Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
He's my Lord.
Yes, he's my Lord. Oh, he's my Lord. And he has risen from the dead, and he's my Lord. Oh, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
I want to try one more song together. We'll dismiss you with this song. I haven't sung it myself. Brother Tommy normally sings it, but it's in the key of F. Think about his love. I probably have to get it up there because I don't even know the first words. Think about his love. Think about something or other. We'll try to sing that together. It's in the key of F. Let's try it.
Think about his love.
Help me out now.
Think about his goodness. About his grace that brought us through, or as high as the heavens above, so is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure.
Sing it again, Brother Tommy. Why don't you come and help me out now?
Think about his love. Yes, think about his goodness. Think about his grace that's brought us through.
Think about it now. Again, amen. Oh, think about his love. Just think about his goodness. Think about his grace that he brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I love him. Let's sing that chorus.
because he first loved me, and purchased salvation on Calvary's tree. The love of God is greater far than tongue or hand can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest end. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God on earth equipped comes, God.